Okay. Massimo, nice to have you. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Nice to be here.
Can you say a few words about yourself, your background, your career?
Yeah, I'm an engineer and I moved to Denmark in 2017 to take on new challenges at work and also having my MBA at the University of Copenhagen, DTU. And then I took from an engineering background, I took some challenges to business, on the business side, business development of the company.
So when you took the challenge of setting up the Danish or Nordic operation, what did you feel? Because you had a blank page in front of you.
Yeah, and this was one of the challenge, and was basically also be in a position where I need also to develop some skills. So be proactive, look at myself, be honest, and take action to develop new skills, and also asking in some cases for help to the company. This also understanding exactly what I need to improve and speak openly about that with the people around me. This helped a lot to build the best version of myself in that at that point.
So what are the main tasks that you took on as you started on that journey?
Yeah, the main tasks were to understand the competencies in the company and make sure that this was aligned with the strategy. And then, of course, finding the gap that we needed to cover in order to implement the strategy. So the first period was really based on understanding the market in Denmark and outside of Denmark, looking for new people and new competencies, and make also the top line decision, trying to understand which were the right top line decision, the right strategy. Also, let's say, according to my vision, there was already a plan, but also to adapt it according to the new situation in the market. And also to get in the company the right people and the right culture. And then after a while I understood that by doing so, the company delivers the right services, I was able to do the right marketing, and by doing all these right things operationally, then everyone was following.
You talked about the culture, because you work for an Italian company in Denmark. So what do you mean by setting the culture in that new operations you set up here?
Yeah, I mean, let's say this is also what I believe in, is creating an environment where the team, everyone can feel themselves, can be open, transparent, and making decision according to the strategy. Of course, it's our responsibility to communicate the strategy, make it more tangible, and then create an environment where everyone can act according to the strategy from a bottom-up perspective.
So I should say, you know, congratulations for setting up a successful operation where you've won a lot of business in this country, setting up a new structure. How do you, so it's a lot of different things you had to do to get there, right? And now moving forward, how do you keep the balance between the new business development, delivering on what you've already committed to? How do you think about those different trade-offs or the balance of what you are doing?
I'm trying to now develop the business in a consistent way with the size of the team, and take new opportunities whenever we have the team that will be able to deliver this new project. So we are going step by step increasing also the revenue, but based on what we get and how the team can deliver it. So we have for that some meetings to decide how to move forward and keep this balance and stability for the future.
What do you find most challenging as a leader of that group?
The most challenging is, I think, is the sometimes the cultural diversity, being managing different teams from different countries. This is what I find more challenging and sometimes.
And how do you cope with that challenge?
Listening to people and try to, in my decision, to make visible that all the opinions are taken into consideration from everyone.
Facing all those demands, all that uncertainty, developing a business, finding people, getting into the market, how do you resource yourself? What do you do at a personal level to be always fresh and ready to go?
Yeah, I had the struggles in the past about that, about I was too much focused on the business, maybe taking less into consideration my health. Now I think I find I like meditation. So I start my morning meditating and freeing up my mind and setting up the days, having a list of priorities every day that I create in the evening. And yeah, that's it.
I hear a lot of business leaders being very busy with so many things they have to do. And of course, being busy starts with the mind. And so can you speak a little bit about creating that space in your mind? What does that allow you to do better than otherwise, you know, may not have been the case before you started to do meditation?
Yeah, it helped me to be focused on the moment and what is important in that day. And push back things, that was also a challenge for me. Push back things that are not really relevant in that moment, like in the future, and be more like or goal-oriented for the day and have the mind free from all the small things that cloud your vision.
Interesting. So if I hear, if I use an engineering metaphor, it's almost like it helps you separate the signal from the noise better to have that space in your mind. It seems like you decided for a leadership style of your own choice. Instead of importing a more top-down leadership style, you did create a culture with a bottom-up. What are the benefits having done that?
The main benefit are that the people feel part of the cultures, because the culture is created by them, basically. I like listening, and I always take notes and write down what people think and how things should be. And then, based on that, I collect all the opinion and I try to make it happen, where everyone can see every day the culture or their opinion in the decision of the companies also.
How do you create trust? Because creating a culture with a bottom-up, you need trust and psychological safety. How do you create that in daily life? What is your role in creating trust?
Yeah, I think already just when I speak with the people, we have our one-to-ones, and we see that we talk about topics and then things are listened and in a practical point of view are applied within the companies, and this creates the first layer of trust, where everyone feels that can see what is happening and that things that have been discussed are really taken into consideration by the company.
So a key word and a value in your leadership style is transparency.
Yeah.
And reaching out.
Yeah. And be visible, be present.
Visible. Yes.
With the team in all the aspects. create all the frameworks where everyone can be engaged, can be creative, can give a constructive and collaborative contribution. I would say that also a word of my leadership style is collaborations.
Yes. What kind of advice would you give to a younger Massimo 10 years back or 15 years back?
It's important to have
a purpose.
Purpose and
yeah.
goals mm-hmm. To succeed, and having a process within themselves, ourselves, to set goals every 3-6 months, achieving it and change them, and putting all the thought into writing, because this is the pivot point, because it's very easy to define smart goal by putting our thought in writing.
Do you bring forward that advice because you didn't do it, or because you actually did and saw that it worked?
Because I did. I didn't do at the beginning, mm-hmm. then I was advised to do so, and it worked very well.
Okay. Yeah, you look so curious.
Yes, yeah. I'm curious to hear what you noticed.
Yes, yes. It was inspiring to notice a person who is sitting there calmly insisting on living up to his own values, on how to do leadership. He trusts in bottom up and he insists on it. And it's part of his value system, and then he becomes very trustworthy. What he says is kind of sounds very convincing, because he's sitting there, that's how he wants it, but in a very calm, non-dominating way. So I guess the style is, it must create psychological trust, because you dare to address him. He's there in front of you in the room, approachable. He said that earlier on he wasn't in a work-life balance. He worked far too hard. And over the time he learned that doesn't work, and he is protective of his employees, the system, and fortunately also protecting himself from burning out in a very hard leadership context. So he has decided to meditate and to be in the moment, or taking the decisions in the moment and then figuring out what is the needed next step instead of constantly being out there. That was the impression I got. Maybe it has taken some struggle for him to reach that point, to leave, to let go, and to say no, not possible. But it seems as he actually has found a level where he's in balance, and being aware of the necessity of that will kind of support his employees also.
Having that ability to be calm and to separate signal from noise, I can imagine, makes him quite effective at decision making, or the insight he can bring into the conversation, because a lot of people are so busy in their mind, and here it's like both that life, personal life balance, work life balance, and that ability to have both the operational immediate stuff while keeping the strategy, you know, and how he talks about both bottom line and top line and keeping things in balance.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any thought about that cross-cultural role that he's having, coming from Italy, setting up a business here, playing the mediator between those cultures?
Yeah, I would want to ask the question before you did. Have you noticed some distinct cultural difference between Southern Europe and Northern Europe? And it seems like he has. He's sensitive to humans, to the business, but also the culture. And being that, I think he's probably very integrative. In a polite, discreet way, he challenged the here and now and said, is that the relevant?
Do you also get that sense?
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously soft-spoken, mm-hmm. but there is purpose and clarity in how he comes across.
Exactly.